Penguin Random House Audio presents Hunter Killer, Inside America's Unmanned Air War, by Lieutenant Colonel T. Mark McCurley, with Kevin Maurer. Read for you by Halter Graham. Author's note. I am an operator. I am not a door kicker. I do not fast rope, rappel, or jump out of airplanes. Never have I been called upon to assault any position, be it fixed or fluid, though I have been trained to do so. I do not claim to be like the SEALs or Special Forces. That wasn't my career path. But I am still an operator, a fighter. In 2003, more than a decade into my Air Force career, I faced a third consecutive assignment to a non-combat unit. I volunteered for the only combat job available to me at the time, the RQ-1 Predator. Dog, my squadron commander, looked sidelong at me when I made my request. A crusty, old-school fighter pilot, he shared the same belief as the rest of the Air Force, and even myself. Predators were for chumps.
Mark, are you sure you want this?
He asked. Dog deeply cared about his people, and would cheerfully work any assignment for me if I truly desired it.
This won't be good for your career.
Careerism had never been my goal. I had long ago elected to deviate from the normal expected path and bounce from aircraft to aircraft with each assignment. The Air Force expected officers to stick with one aircraft their whole careers. Each community told me the same thing. A change would be bad for my promotion opportunities. Sir, I said, I just want to get into the fight. Do my part. I had felt that way since September 11th. I had been leading a...